Sprinting is going to help you burn off that sugar so that you can access the fat quicker when it comes to doing your running activities. Not only is sprinting good for helping you burn fat, but it also helps you build muscle. As I alluded to before, when you're sprinting, you're actually putting 7 times your body weight down into the ground.
Universe 7. And we juiced up to 15.
Yo, what's going on, bro? Follow me, it's your boy Jerry, the TRX for Washington, here at General Fitness Company Studio. Today is May 24th, 2024. Yes, it is palindrome day. I am obsessed with palindromes. I'm excited about it. Unfortunately, I do not have the palindrome episode that I said that I would try to do on Monday. It didn't pan out. I tried a couple of attempts and it just didn't go the way I wanted. So I gave up and I just said, I'm just going to bring you some value. So yes, today is episode 54. That's almost a palindrome. That would have been pretty sweet if this was episode 55, but it is episode 54. No worries. We are talking today about running, sprinting, and jogging. All right. So I'm talking about that with respect to biomechanics and what these different forms of movement offer or are limited with when it comes to your training, all right? There's one of these that I do not like at all, and hopefully you can guess just by knowing who I am. Because if you do, that means you've really been paying attention and you're a good student, if you will. So yeah, without further ado, I'm excited to bring this episode to you. So let's get it underway. Season 11, episode 54. And we're gonna be calling this a jog. Should you go for one? Legal! So today we're going to be talking about running, jogging, and sprinting. Now, to the untrained ear, those sound like the exact same movements. However, we're going to talk about the biomechanics for all three of these movements and why their gait can actually be bad for you. Now, as we know, gait is essentially how your foot pattern moves when we're talking about a bipedal locomotion, essentially how your foot goes up, goes down, back around, underneath your body, and again out. All right, so let's talk about one that we're very familiar with. That's running. Now, we know with running, you see people running races, people in the gym, people outdoors on the track or running around your neighborhood. They're doing it because they want to burn calories and they want to improve their cardiovascular system. As we know, when you run, your heart beats better and your lungs increase their lung capacity, their oxygen intake. So we run for those two reasons. And of course, we love running because it's great for our mental health. We've all heard people say, I'm going to go for a run to clear my mind. So we know that it's good for that. Now, that's a great thing. I highly recommend that we run. Now, what I don't recommend is jogging. Now, jogging is something that is essentially a modified version of running. Jogging differs in running in that it essentially limits your range of motion. As I said, it's a modified run. So what that means is that you have less hip flexion and less ankle dorsiflexion. So what I mean by that is that when you are lifting your knees, or when you're pushing off the ground, I should say, you are going to lift your knees not as high. You're not going to be pushing off your forefoot as much, and you're not going to be lifting your knees as high. That also means that you're likely not going to have dorsiflexion on your foot because of the fact that your knee is not lifted as high, so your foot is going to be not dorsiflex, otherwise you're not going to be able to land without falling over. So that being said, lack of dorsiflexion, lack of hip flexion, you're going to put a lot of stress on your ankle, knee, and hip joint because you're not landing the way you should. See, the thing is that with running, when you're pushing off the ground, no matter if you're pushing off with full force or you're pushing off with just a regular force, so to speak, you're going to be experiencing higher impact on your body, of your body weight on your joints. What I mean by that is that for each step, when it comes to sprinting, your body is putting 7 times of your body weight of force into the ground. So your joints and your muscles, as well as your bones, have to absorb that. And if you're not putting your body in the optimal position to absorb that force, well then you're going to run into issues. That's why I say that jogging is really not the best thing for you. If anything, I would say jogging should be reserved for your warm-ups and maybe your cool-downs. And, well, I guess that's it. If you're jogging, you should be warming up and cooling down. Anything else is probably not something that you want to be doing consistently. Now, finally, we're going to be talking about sprinting, and that's my favorite thing. As being a six-time All-American, I know a little bit about sprinting, and I know that it's really good for you in terms of helping you burn fat. Now, it's not burning fat in the same way that cardiovascular exercise burns fat by you dipping into your oxygen resources and burning fat. It helps you because what you do when you're actually sprinting is an anaerobic movement, meaning that it's going to go for sugar first because that is the most readily available resource, and then fat. So for those of us that like to enjoy a treat every once in a while and have excess sugar in our liver, sprinting is going to help you burn off that sugar so that you can access the fat quicker when it comes to doing your running activities. Not only is sprinting good for helping you burn fat, but it also helps you build muscle. As I alluded to before, when you're sprinting, you're actually putting 7 times your body weight down into the ground. You're actually inputting that force, and your body has to absorb that force. So because it has to absorb that force, your body is going to build muscle. It's also going to increase growth hormones known as HGH, human growth hormone, as well as testosterone. Those are the two hormones that help you build muscle and help you repair your muscle. So not only is it good for helping you burn fat, but it helps you regulate your muscle. And of course, you move quicker. And if you have any random dogs or bus that you have to chase, you're going to be glad that you sprinted. All right, so hopefully that answers any of your questions about sprinting, running, and jogging. If you have any more questions, I'd love for you to write them down below in the comment section. Also, if you want to see more videos like this in the future, click on that subscribe button, and I guarantee you, you will be notified when the next video, just like this, comes out. All right, thank you so much for watching, and as always, keep good company.